We were looking yesterday at a story from 1 Kings, and in 1 Kings, this is where we're introduced to Elijah. And we saw that yesterday, Elijah, of course, he spoke that drought over all the nation of Israel. He went to the king. King Ahab faced him, spoke that. Then he, of course, has to deal with that drought himself. Just in passing, mentioned, you know, that God provided for his needs at the brook Cherith, and also had the water, but also had the ravens supply food for him as well. But then the brook dried up. And what we're talking about yesterday is that God does meet our needs. Elijah was faithful and obedient to do what God said. Not an easy thing to do, to go stand before the king and say, you know what, king, because of the sin that you've led this nation into, because of the sin that you have led them into, I'm speaking a drought. This is God's word. It's a drought that's going to be upon this land and the resulting famine until the word of God, until I speak otherwise. That's a hard thing to do. If God told you to go speak to the governor of Ohio and say, listen, governor, case it, God said, and you were to give a hard word, that would be a hard thing to do. But this is exactly what Elijah did. And when we're obedient, and we talked about what obedience means, just kind of in passing yesterday, you know, that obedience, you know, ultimately it's trusting in, it's relying, it's adhering to, trusting in, and relying upon Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate in obedience. But we also need to be obedient to those things that His Word has said and the things He's laid out, and to the Word that He gives us, even individually. And in that, you know, if we trust in, obeying is trusting in Him. It's relying upon Him. It's putting that total confidence in Him. If we will do that, He will meet our needs, just as He did with Elijah. Now, once that brook dried up, and this is where we were yesterday, Elijah went to the widow, because this is what God said in verse number 9. Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you. So we talked about this yesterday, and so he gets to Zarephath, and he finds this widow who's there that God had commanded to meet the needs. And as he gets there, she's just gathering some sticks for a fire, and he says to get me some water. And so she goes to get him some water, and as she's going, he said, bring me a little water. Then in verse number 11, as she was going to get it, he called to her and he said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So he is telling her. Now remember, God had said to Elijah, I'm going to provide for your needs. I've already commanded a woman, I've already commanded a widow to meet your needs. Now the widow has absolutely nothing. I mean, well, not absolutely nothing. We'll see in a few minutes. She's got a very little. But she doesn't have the wherewithal in herself. She doesn't have the wherewithal in that which she has, you know, in her own home to provide for Elijah. She can't even provide for her own self and her own household. She's gathering these few sticks to build a fire so she can make a small morsel of cake from flour and oil. And she and her son are going to eat it, and then she says, and then we're going to die. Her response, in fact, is in verse 12, and she said, as the Lord lives, I have not a loaf of bread, but a handful of meal in the jar and a little oil in the bottle. See, I'm gathering two sticks. Not going to waste a lot of time with the big fire. I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and take it and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. So she has nothing. She has nothing beyond this little bit of flour, this little bit of meal, and this little bit of oil. That is it. That's all she has. And in the famine that has come upon the land, she has lost everything. She's in a hopeless state. And this is the one that God had said, I've commanded to meet your needs. So Elijah knew that she was commanded by God to meet her needs. And that means God had already spoken to her. Now, whether she listened or not, that's up for interpretation. But whether she listened or not, she surely did not believe, because she's not preparing to meet the needs of the man of God. She's preparing to die, to take her last meal with her son, and then they're going to give up and die. In other words, they plan on starving to death and dying because of this famine and this drought. That's what she sees coming. And she's supposed to be the one that God commanded to meet the needs of Elijah. Now, if you and I are Elijah, we're looking at the situation and saying, whoa, hey, God, not seeing how this is working out. You said you're going to provide this widow. Obviously, you made a mistake, God, because this widow doesn't have enough to even feed her family, let alone provide for me. Today, she can't even provide for me today, let alone for providing for her family and for me in the days, in the weeks, in the months that are ahead. If you and I are in Elijah's shoes, we're looking at God and saying, either I miss God, or God, you must have made a mistake because this woman. Obviously, God doesn't make any mistakes. But the point that we were trying to make yesterday, and then we'll move on from that. The point I was trying to make yesterday was, oftentimes we see things. We know that God is faithful. We're obedient to do what he says. We, in obedience, act in that obedience. And then we expect everything to be taken care of. And we look at the situation, and in the natural, to our natural eyes, the situation appears to be absolutely contrary to what the Word says and to what the promises are. Ever been there? Maybe you're there today. And you get frustrated and you think to yourself, God, I trusted you. I put my trust and my confidence in you. And now look, here I am in this strange land with a woman who you said was going to meet my needs, and she's preparing to die because she has nothing herself. What happened, God? What went wrong? That's the way we look at it with the natural eyes. But we need to learn from what Elijah, and the story that we see here from Elijah, we need to learn from this. Because just because, now listen to this, just because the appearance before you, whatever your situation is, whatever you've been believing God for today, or this week, or this month, or this year, whatever you've been believing God for that you haven't seen come to pass, in fact, it looks like the situation is actually worse, contrary, totally contrary to the promise. Are you there? Is that the experience that you're having? Are you living that right now? Listen to the story from Elijah. Because what we tend to do is we look at that and we give up. Elijah looked at that. He didn't give up. He trusted and relied on and leaned upon the word of the Lord. So it didn't matter what things appeared like, because this certainly does not appear like what he was, I'm sure, thinking in his mind when God said, go, because I've commanded this woman to meet your needs. But were you and I too easily give up and say, it didn't work, I miss God, or maybe God's mad, or maybe God just can't do it? Whatever things would go through our minds, that's where we would be at. Elijah wasn't there. Elijah trusted, relied on, and leaned upon the truth and the faithfulness of the Word of God. So let's go with the story. So Elijah said to her, fear not. All right, see, most of us already are going to be in a state of fear. If you and I are Elijah, we walk into that situation, or in your situation, in your circumstances, if you trusted God, and so far what you've seen is totally contrary to the promises of God, what are you doing? Probably we're giving ourselves over to fear and saying, well, that didn't work. Now what do I do? God didn't come through, so I better figure out some way to make this work out. You been there? Are you there today? Because I think we can all relate to that. That's not what Elijah said. Elijah said to her, in her hopeless situation, the one that God commanded to meet the needs of the man of God, he said to her, fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me a little cake of it first and bring it to me. And afterwards, prepare some for yourself and for your son. Now, this is going to make no sense, again, in the logical. This is going to make absolutely no sense whatsoever. Because if he makes a little cake for him, there will be nothing left. She's going to make just a little cake for she and her son. That's all they have. And now she's going to take that and give it to Elijah. Logic says, I only have enough for one. If I give it to you, I'm not going to have enough for my son and I. But this is the place, this is the point where a decision has to be made. Am I going to obey? Am I going to trust? Am I going to react according to the word of God? Am I going to put myself wholly into God and his word and his promises? Because this woman had to be all in. This widow had to be all in. Because what she's giving leaves her with nothing. She's all in. She's believing. All right, you know what? I'm going to obey. You're the man of God. If you say do that, I will obey. I will make that cake and I will give it to you. Because you said then, I'll be able to make one for myself and my son, even though that makes no sense in the logical. She was all in. There was no turning back at that point. Once she gives that cake to Elijah, when she makes it, but she committed to do that. See, Elijah told her not to fear. She had to be bold, bold in what was told to her from the man of God. She had to respond and listen to the word. You know, whatever your situation is that you've been trusting and believing God for and you don't see it taking place, you just keep on being obedient to God. And you don't yield, you don't give in to fear. And you don't go to your plan B. Well, it looks like God failed, so I better figure out how to make this work. You don't do that, because when you do that, you abandon God and you abandon your trust, your reliance, your leaning upon Him. You abandon all that, and then you are going to find yourself in a worse and a more sorry state than you were before. But if you trust in God and you're obedient, you will see the resolution. You will see the deliverance. You will see the supernatural taking place, that He will be faithful to His word and faithful to what He said. He will meet your needs. Now, this widow woman had to give. She had to give everything. There's a lot of times when we're going through that situation where, you know, whatever you're believing for, it's going to be required of you to give something of yourself. You know, this is a great lesson we learned from this widow woman. She had a need. She needed food. She obeyed the man of God, but she took all that she had and she gave it. She gave it unto God. You know, this is a principle that we see all through the Word, all through the Old Testament and the New Testament. New Testament says, give and it shall be given unto you. That's a step. That's a requirement. Before you can have it back, you have to give. This woman had a need. And that little cake that she had, that little meal, that little oil that she had, that was going to be enough for her for one meal. That's not going to get her through the rest of the drought and the famine. She's going to die. If she eats that cake, that's all they have. She's going to die. Now, she had a choice to make. She could either eat that cake with her son and herself, and that would be enough for that moment, and then she would die in the famine. Or she could take that and not eat it all, but give it to God. Invest it. Put it in the man of God. Obey what the word says. Obey God. You give it to God, and then watch what God does. And because she gave it to God, she gave all that she had, truthfully, she gave it all to God by serving the man of God. And then as we see and find out, the result of that was, verse number 14, for thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not waste away, and the bottle of oil shall not fail until the day of the Lord sends rain unto the earth. She did as Elijah said, and as she and her household ate for many days. The jar of meal was not spent, nor the bottle of oil fail, according to the word which the Lord spoke through Elijah. So this woman, this widow woman, she had almost nothing. And this is the one that God commanded to make the provision for the man of God. And whatever your need is, whatever it is that you haven't seen, and I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what it is that you're facing. But whatever your situation is, if it looks like it's contrary, you've believed God, you've stood in the Word, but right now what you see as the results look contrary, ask yourself this question. First of all, have you turned and said, I better figure out plan B because God's plan isn't working? If you've made that choice, give up plan B. All right, go back to God. Go back to that place. Go back to where you were. Go back to where He took you. He took Elijah to Zarephath. If you've left Zarephath because you've tried to take care of yourself, go back to your Zarephath. Go back to where God told you to be. Go back and be obedient. Do what He told you to do. And if you didn't do it, go back. Make sure that you get it done. And then it's going to require something of yourself, because this is what faith is. Faith is saying, look, I trust you with everything, Lord. And to demonstrate that faith, this is why God tells us to give. This is why God tells us to give money. It's not because, you know, God doesn't need the little bit of money that I have. It's not going to change God's economy at all. God doesn't even work in the economy money anyway. But He asks me to give because He needs me to know that I am placing all of my trust and all of my confidence in Him. I am truly not trusting in the flesh and in my own abilities, but I'm putting it all over on Him and saying, I'll be obedient. I will do what you want me to do. I will obey what you want me to, as you ask me to do, I will obey what you've said. And I'm putting all my trust in you, because if you don't come through, it is going to be abject failure. You know, if this widow woman had not given that, if she had not made that cake and given that cake, the end of that matter would have been she would have died. She and her son would have starved to death, because they would have been subject to the drought and to the famine that resulted. They'd have been subject to it and they'd have died, because that was their last meal. But she obeyed. It didn't make any sense in the natural, but she obeyed. So go back to your Zarephath. What is it? Whatever you're facing, if it's finances, if it's health, if it's your family, if it's your marriage, where's your Zarephath? Where did God tell you to go? What was the instruction He gave to you? Go there. And then just like that widow woman of Zarephath, make sure that you're obedient to do. Make sure that you are obedient to do exactly what he said, even if it doesn't make any sense at all. If you've gone to plan B, turn it back around. Go back to your Zarephath. Go back to your Zarephath and then give. Give of yourself in the way that God says to give. Because this is how we demonstrate, I'm trusting you, God. I'm putting it all out there. I am all in for you. If you have a plan B that you can always fall back on, you're going to wind up using plan B because that's not faith and that's not trusting in God. Go back to your Zarephath. Obey entirely and give yourself entirely to the Lord in that situation. Not only you know what that situation is, but those principles, they will serve you well because it's the Word of God and it's His principles. They will work in your life.